Hey guys, real quick, just would like to thank everyone for allowing me this month to go on vacation, and I hope you've been enjoying all the reruns. Well, we will be returning next month with all brand new exciting episodes. But today I wanted to break in and give you a new episode. It'll be a brief one, okay? And only because today's a very, very important date. So today is May 26th, 2021. 21. And everyone's like, yeah, of course it is. Durr. So back in the day, everyone had this big thing about the end of the world. I don't know if you guys remember it, but they were talking about December 21st, 2021. And the prediction of the Mayan calendar and the end of the world. So that came and passed, and everyone was like, well, I don't understand what happened. Well, if you don't, then you haven't been paying attention to the media, the politics, the shenanigans, the evil that has overtaken, the evil spirits, the entities, the multiple dimensions we're living in, all conglomerating here, right? Between that date, which was the Mayan calendar, and they predicted the end of the world. Now, remember, they also had their thing with the five suns. And I'm not going to get into all of that. If you really want to look it up, just look up the five suns. It's the creation myth of that Mesoamerican area. I don't like to say Mayan or Aztec or Inca or Olmec or Toltec, because to me, they're all one and the same. They're from there. And to separate them is really us becoming Babylon. I'm not going to be Babylon. I'm the uniter, not the divider. So we're going to take everything back to the way it used to be and unite everything right to one again. And this is what we're talking about. So that was the Mayan calendar. But what people don't understand, the Mayan calendar was based on Saturn and the rotation, interplanetary rotation it had around the sun and the connection with all the other interstellar organisms. And that's how they built that calendar. The Aztec calendar was built around the sun. And the Aztec calendar predicts that today, May 26, 2021, not 2012, same numbers, just kind of reversed, is the beginning of the sixth sun. So this whole frequency shift everyone's been talking about at the end of the world and everyone dying and all that, well, look at everything that happened between 2012, which ironically would be the beginnings of the Obama administration, and then going into the Trump administration of 2016. And everything that played out with the destruction of America, the destruction of the world, the destruction of countries, and this whole bringing in of globalism and evilness that they used to do it through lies and everything else. And now everyone's trying beginning to wake up, because they really had a stronghold, the censorship they had on everything, because these evil spirits were overtaking everything in that window of opportunity between the end of the world of 2012 and the beginning of the new world. That was the frequency shift. And we're finally now getting to that end of it. And the frequency shift of May 26, 2021, which is the Aztec calendar based on the sun rotation and all of its movements. So guys, again, do your own research, look into this. I just briefly wanted to thank everyone for allowing me this month off to take my vacation. Like I said, I will be coming back next month. By the way, with this passing, with this coming in, I hope you guys also understood there was a huge eclipse last night, right? Totally visible from the bottom hemisphere, especially if you were in Australia or parts of Eurasia, you could get a good view. This is what they're talking about, right? They predicted all of this way back in the day, guys. Way back in the day. And here we are today experiencing it and living it in real time. These are great moments. And we're going to be talking more about this when I come back from vacation. We also have some big surprises coming up, which is why we had to take the month off. We had to get geared up, reassembled, and we've got something new and exciting coming up. Get me wrong, we're still doing the same old, same old. But I just wanted to thank everybody for allowing me the time off. But I did want to come in today to welcome this day and to let everyone know what an important day this is, because it's so funny, right? Everyone wants to talk about the end of the world. The end of the world's coming. Oh my God, it's destruction, evil. But I bet no one knew about this date, right? I bet you didn't hear about this date from your friends or from social media or from anywhere else, especially in mainstream media, right? And that's the funny thing. Nobody ever wants to comment on the positive. Nobody ever wants to comment on when something was wrong and it turned out to be, you know, good. And they never want to put the retractions up or this, that, and the other. They never give the light to where the light is shining. And that's changing. And that's what we're talking about. This energy shift, this shift in energy, this paradigm shift the Aztecs knew about. They had the five suns and now we're shifting into the sixth sun. And with it is a huge energy shift. And it's going to expose the evil. And the good is going to start winning. That's why the evil had to put everything in overdrive between the Obama and Trump administrations. And now everything's falling apart. And obviously they've got Mr. Biden as the setup fall guy. Guys, don't think they already had all this planned, right? Think about it. They're not dumb. And yes, they are in control of everything that you would think they would be from the top down. And that's what our podcast talks about, connecting all the dots, how from World War II and actually prior. And we can bring this all the way back to Prussia and the earlier times with the Rothschilds. And everyone's heard those cover stories, but we can get in depth with people, bank accounts, the whole thing, and how they were setting up dominions and kingdoms for things that were to control, like now, right? Like only certain people are licensed to do certain DNA research. Certain people are only licensed to do certain things. And that's how they control it from the top down. And then everyone else that they think they're going to let do standard stuff, like let's say just be a standard chef to open up a restaurant, you still have to go a rigmarole of licensing and all this kind of stuff to jump through the hurdles and hoops. This is their kingdoms. This is how they set it up. And they tax people, right? So that they stay on top. And who do you think the tax goes to? It goes directly to them, folks. There is no government. A government's a fictitious entity. It goes to the rulers of the government. So we need to all start waking up. We need to all start thinking for ourselves. And that's what's going to be a part of this paradigm shift. That and the fact that we now have 5G, the interconnectability across the planet, everyone's going to be communicating. Don't fall for the false garbage. It's all going to come true and good will prevail. Hang tight. We're at the end of the rope. Actually, the end of the rope was done. We're at the beginning of the next level. And all we can do is climb up from this point forward. So stay positive. Stay with it. This is a new day dawning. The sixth sun has risen. And if you made it here, then that's the greatest thing ever. All right, guys, that's it for today. Over and out. Roger Dodger. And make sure you tune into more episodes of Ideologically Illogical.